When you go to the local supermarket, you often get approached for all sorts of things, right? Folks asking you to sign petitions, Girl Scouts hawking cookies. Here's a new one. Ever have someone offer English classes? From member station KPCC, Susan Vallett has more.
Mostly Spanish-speaking shoppers come and go from Big Saver Foods. The store sits on a busy street that cuts through the northern part of Santa Ana. Its shelves are stocked with Latino specialty items like pork rinds, tortillas, and all sorts of chilies and peppers. This is one of the places where Jimmy Isaias and his marketing crew are handing out flyers and tote bags to bring attention to the city's free English as a second language classes.
Okay, no tienes que comprar nada, es todo gratis. Son clases gratis de inglés aquí en Santa Ana.
The twice-a-week trips to stores and bus stops are part of the Santa Ana Chamber of Commerce's $4.5 million English Works, or Saber Para Subir, marketing campaign. The goal is to get 50,000 residents to learn English over the next 4 years. Mike Metzler is the president of the Santa Ana Chamber of Commerce.
We realized businesses need more workers who can speak English. Our local residents want to learn English to get those jobs.
Still, U.S. Census figures show more than half of Santa Ana's residents speak English less than well. Metzler says that needs to change in order for the city's economy to grow.
We have to give people the skills and the ability to earn more income for more meaningful jobs. And the basic skill of learning the language of English is the first step.
So the Chamber of Commerce is putting ads on buses, at bus stops, and on billboards to get the word out about the free English classes. Crews with flyers hit festivals and supermarkets. Myra Salto has stopped as she hauls her groceries out of Big Saver Foods. She says she didn't know about the free classes, but she's interested in learning English. Salto says learning the language will help her get a better job and to communicate when she goes to the doctor. She says it will also let her help her kids out with school.
Okay, look at the next one. Ms. Ling stood on tiptoes. You understand tiptoes?
Yes.
Why?
The local Rancho Santiago Community College District has offered the free English classes for years, but District Chancellor Eddie Hernandez says this time around it's different. He says it's the first time the college, Chamber of Commerce, and city are working together to promote the classes.
Our sense is that if we can educate a person, we educate the whole family, and it sort of ripples through the community.
The Community College District, Chamber of Commerce, and the local United Way are pitching in money to help pay for the campaign, and the city is researching possible state and federal grants for the program. Longtime Santa Ana resident Lupe Moreno likes many things about the program, but as the leader of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, an anti-illegal immigration group, she has one major concern.
The only thing that I don't like is that they are not checking legal status. We are not supposed to be helping, aiding and abetting illegal aliens in any way, and that upsets me.
The Santa Ana Chamber of Commerce says it's gotten only a few negative calls about the English Works campaign, but the officials say they have fielded calls from all over the country, from local leaders interested in starting similar programs in their cities and towns. For NPR News, I'm Susan Vallett in Santa Ana, California.